It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susanna Wexby is cooking.
Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen, where you never know what you'll be served. I'm Susan Owensby. It's Saturday, the 3rd of June, the 154th day of the year in the Gregorian calendar. There are 211 days left in 2023. 211 days to listen to birds. Can you believe that bird's song? I learned about it from a video listener Jayanta Chakrabarty sent me recently. The bird is a sembagam, or the greater kukal, a member of the cuckoo family. It lives in the Indian subcontinent and Southeast Asia and can, as Jayanta informed me, sing 25 different songs. Here, listen again. It's true. It's not particularly pretty, the sembagam song, but it is amazing. You can't deny that. I posted Jayanta's video on the Sound Kitchen and the club's Facebook pages so you can see it too and maybe scare your kids with it. I've been thinking about birds a lot lately, about how pleased I am that warmer weather is here, that I can finally hear birds singing again from my urban apartment on a very busy street. It makes all the difference in the world. A friend of mine so loves to listen to birds, she has a CD of birdsong and plays it to lull herself to sleep or whenever she feels stressed. It's not surprising the effect of listening to birds has on we bipeds. Of course, we all know how calming it is to finally be away from the clamor of a city, to listen to water, to birds, to the wind in the trees. But did you know the science is there to prove it? Studies have shown that time spent in green outdoor spaces can lower blood pressure and cortisol levels, and that natural stimuli, like birdsong, allow us to engage in what neuroscientists call soft fascination. That is, our attention is held but is replenished at the same time. So get away from the city's sounds and revel in nature's sounds as often as you can.
This is the Sound Kitchen.
Sound Kitchen.
And Susan Owensby's cooking.
Erwan is off this week. David Brockway is sitting in for him. Thanks, David. But baby brother, otherwise known as Paul Myers, is right here next to me. Paul's out and about quite a bit right now covering the Roland Garros tennis tournament. Any exciting matches yet, Paul?
Some thrillers so far. Second seed Daniil Medvedev, one of the tournament favorites, lost in five sets in the first round to the world number 172, Thiago Seyboth-Wild from Brazil. 4.5 hours it was. Wonderful drama. And the lower-ranked man won spectacularly. Great stuff.
Oh, that's cool. That is totally cool. Paul's ready to mix in your delicious Sound Kitchen ingredients, your answers to the bonus question on the Listener's Corner. There's Olia's happy moment, too, so don't touch that dial.
You're listening to Radio France International.
Are you ready? I do hope so. Because it's time to get that quiz out of the oven. On the 22nd of April, I asked you a question about Olia Horton's article, Designer Philippe Starck Shakes Up Paris Icons in Playful Exhibition. The exhibit, Paris Pataphysics, was at Paris's Musée Carnavalet. You were to reread her article and send in the answer to this question. What is pataphysics? Paul, what's the answer?
Well, as Olia informed us, pataphysics is the science of imaginary solutions, the so-called philosophy invented by the French writer Alfred Jarry, is marking its 150th anniversary this year. Pataphysics has a taste for beauty and for the impossible made possible, according to Philippe Starck. This science is in the image of life. allowing serious things to be taken lightly and light things seriously. In addition to the quiz question, there was the bonus question suggested by Mohammed Salim Akhtar, who's president of the RFI Seven Stars Radio Listeners Club in District Chiniot, Pakistan. His question was, what is the one piece of advice you would like to give to your fellow humans?
The winners of this week's quiz are RFI Listeners Club member Tasneem Saleh from Nilfamari, Bangladesh. Tasneem is also the winner of this week's bonus question. She wrote, "Life is beautiful. Don't make it complex." Excellent advice, Tasneem. I watch so many people spinning all around about things that so do not matter, making mountains out of molehills, creating all manner of stories in their heads. My dad would often say, "Life may not be easy, but it is simple." Wise man, wise words, just like yours, Tasneem. Congratulations, Tasneem Saleh. Also on the list of lucky winners this week are S.B. Sharma, who's the president of the RFI Listeners Club in Jamshedpur, India, and RFI Listeners Club member Jean-Maurice Devaux from Montreal, Canada. Is spring there yet, Jean-Maurice? Rounding out the list of lucky winners this week are two RFI English listeners from Bangladesh, Abdul Manan from Chapanawabganj and Muhina Mahin Shala from Naugaon. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. The question this week is about the Roland Garros tennis tournament, or the French Open, which opened earlier this week. Paul Myers is, of course, courtside, keeping us up to date on the matches. I want you to reread his article, Roland Garros, Five Things We Learned on Day 2, Alcaraz Express, and answer me this. How long was the match between Stan Wawrinka and Albert Ramos Vinolas? And who won? Again, reread Paul's article, Roland Garros, Five Things We Learned on Day 2, Alcaraz Express, and send in the answer to this question. How long was the match between Stan Wawrinka and Albert Ramos Vinolas? And who won? You'll find Paul's article on the Sound Kitchen page on our website, rfienglish.com, as well as on the Sound Kitchen and Club's Facebook pages. Paul, what's this week's bonus question?
This week's bonus question, suggested by Radha Krishna Pillai, is, how do you like to celebrate your birthday? A romantic dinner? A quick little getaway into the country? A day of peace and quiet away from your children? Or maybe you don't like birthdays at all and pretend you don't have one. But how do you like to celebrate your birthday? Remember, we're happy to hear your ideas for bonus questions, so please send them in.
For my birthday, well, to be completely honest, I really like being the center of attention. So I like a party where I am the uncontested star. I can't believe I just admitted that. Baby brother, what about you? Did the 25 days that separate our debuts on the planet make you a humbler being than me?
I don't think so. For my me moment, I put on several of my favorite songs and turn up the volume on the stereo and blast them out of the speakers. There are a few songs I like. The Clash from... And I like Rock the Casbah, and I play that really loud and make sure my family's out of the house. And there's also Sting songs from these Police days. I do a good impression of singing like Sting, so because I can't sing at all. So... So that's why I like Sting.
Okay, well, we're going to have a singing contest. I am also a terrible singer. You're going to sing Sting and I'll sing Maria Callas. How about that?
Okay, it's the deal.
You have until the 26th of June to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 1st of July to hear if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address with your postal code. And don't forget to let me know if you are a Miss, a Ms., a Mrs., or a Mr. I don't want to get it wrong.
send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. You can also text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial +336 31 12 96 82. That's +336 31 12 96 82. Always include your postal mailing address, and if you have one, your RFI Club membership number.
Hello, my name is Mohammed Shamim. I'm the president of the Golden Industry Express. I like all your programs. Last few years, you report about various events around India and other parts of the world. It's very interesting. Thank you very much, Susan Otsby, and all teams of RFI. I wish you all the best. Bye-bye.
And now, more from and about you. It's time for the Listener's Corner. Take it away, Paul.
The question we're reading the answer to this week is, what is the one piece of advice you would like to give to your fellow humans? Thanks to Mohammed Salim Akhtar for the idea. Raihan Ali wrote, quite simply, respect everyone. And Mohammed Likon wrote, try to listen to everyone. Karuna Kantalpal would also advise simplicity. He wrote, don't make things harder than they have to be. Simplify everything when possible. Be polite, gentle, and cool. And Raja Katun wrote, forget the past. Move forward for today and tomorrow. Father Stephen Wara writes that he would tell everyone, live and let live. Simple. Dipita Chakrabarti also advises simplicity. She wrote, I would advise my fellow beings to do what I like to do best, smile. Making a habit of smiling not only helps to boost one's health and mind, but also leads to longevity in life.
And takes years off your face. Win-win situation, eh, Dipita? This one sounds rather negative, but I totally get it. Rabea Begum advises, don't believe everyone. With the abundance of fake news, distortions of facts, and wicked interpretations of religious ideals to serve, well, wicked purposes, you really must not believe everything you hear, especially when it comes to politics and religion. Tatia Saleh wrote, always remember that you will not live forever. One day you will be no more. So profit from every day, is that what you mean, Tatia?
Many of you chose caring for our planet as advice you would give. Mohammed Aksan wrote, keep the planet clean and always throw rubbish into its proper place. Radhakrishna Pillai wrote, protect nature for posterity. Let's shoulder the responsibility together for safeguarding our pristine nature and its gifts for the generations to come. No doubt it's our sacred duty to protect and preserve nature. Riaz Ahmed Khan asks for everyone to plant trees. And Shahnaj Parvin Sati wrote, do not waste food or one drop of water. Asifa Riaz agrees with you, Shahnaj. She wrote, please save water. It is a gift from God.
Yes, with rivers flowing beneath, right?
Yes, and Jobayada Akhtar Jai wrote that he would tell everyone, honesty is the best policy. And Jayanta Chakrabarti would do the same. He wrote, be truthful in life, be honest, and never tell lies, come what may. This may be a tall order, but there's no harm in giving it a try. SB Sharma believes in friends. He'd tell the world, make at least one trusted friend, someone with whom you can share every happy moment, as well as the times of life's shadows, freely and without hesitation.
Ah, friends, the brothers and sisters we choose. I'm going to interrupt you, Paul, to play a recording of a poem about friends that Adeyola Opaluwa sent me at the very moment I was reading the bonus question answers. No kidding. Seems like a sign, doesn't it?
When you are sad, I'll dry your tears. When you are scared, I'll comfort your fears. When you're worried, I'll give you hope. When you're confused, I'll help you cope. And when you are lost and can't see the light, I shall be your beacon, shining ever so bright. This is my oath, I pledge till the end. Why, you may ask? Because you're my friend.
A Friendship Promise by Adeola Opaluwa. She sent me two more recent poems too, so be sure and listen every week. Thanks, Adeola. Now, back to the bonus question answers.
Well, this is somewhat on the same wavelength as Mr. Sharma's advice about friends. Kaya Yasmin Ruman wrote, "Unity is strength. I think in a family, a society, or a country, unity is the priority. It allows us to get things done easily and in peace." Malik Muhammad Nawaz Kokar suggests, "Make peace, not war." Sazdar Rahman expands on that. He wrote, "We are inhabitants of a planet called Earth. The Creator has created many beautiful creatures for humans in this world. We want to live in peace on Earth. War disturbs this peace. War is the enemy of humanity. So my piece of advice for humanity is, let's stop war. We want peace, not war." Raz France Manco Ngogo reminds us that peace begins at home. He wrote, "It begins with you to maintain peace. Only that can make the world a better place for humans and all creatures." And we'll leave you with the words of Seidel Islam. Don't lose hope and be patient. Remember, everyone, this week's bonus question, suggested by Radhakrishna Pillai, is, how do you like to celebrate your birthday? Do you have a bonus question idea? Well, if so, please send it to us at The Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr.
That's it for today's Listener's Corner. Thanks, everyone, for participating. And a special thanks to my baby brother, Paul Myers, for hanging out in the kitchen with us.
A pleasure to be cooking with you again, big sister.
I am Rajiv Kumar Mundal from Bangladesh. This is the Sound Kitchen, and Susan Onsba is cooking.
It's time to get happy with Ms. Olya Horton.
Just take a pinch of inspiration, a bunch of good vibes, a drop of creativity, and sprinkle it with sunshine, and there you have the perfect recipe for a happy moment. Hello, Sound Kitchen listeners. Olya Horton from the RFI English team. I hope you are well. This month's happy moment is about the Cannes Film Festival. Hey, I can't help it. It's my third time covering this event for RFI, and I always have plenty of things to rave about. As with the past couple of years, most people want to know which celebrities I saw and whether I interviewed any of them. I usually disappoint them because the star system is very hard to get close to, even if you have a journalist badge. Of course, we always see a lot of famous people during the festival, but usually on those big TV screens dotted around the edges of the red carpet, it's near impossible to get any closer as the area is tightly controlled by security guards. It's quite the circus. However, the closest I got to a star this year was while attending a Women in Motion press conference with Australian actress Cate Blanchett. The photographers really went crazy when she walked into the room. Not only does Blanchett play a nun in an Australian film called The New Boy, which was in the Ansettner Regard category this year, she's also the co-founder of her own production company. And she was there to promote the main goals, which is pushing for more women and more diversity in cinema. Good for her. What made me especially happy this year was meeting people involved in the creative process of making films. Their names may not be well known to the general public, but their reputations in the industry are well established. Take Stephen Warbeck, for example, an English composer who has worked with the French film director Mai Wen on four films, including the opening feature at the festival this year, the 18th century period drama Jeanne du Barry, starring Johnny Depp as Louis XV. Stephen explained the different steps involved, from discussions on the style, the tone and the instruments, and even to visiting the set. He said Mai Wen was at one point considering using a saxophone, but finally settled on the cello. That was a great choice because the final score, it has to be said, is gorgeous and plays a character in its own right. Later, I met another Brit, Barry Aykroyd, who was in Cannes, to receive a prize for his career as a cinematographer. He told me of his experience travelling the globe, sharing his time between making documentary films and action films, and he underlined just how rewarding it is to work with a dedicated team. He has notably worked 12 times with English director Ken Loach, albeit not on his latest feature, The Old Oak, which was in competition this year. To hear how passionate these people are about their work is really an inspiration. What about you? Do you have a happy moment to share with the fellow Sound Kitchen listeners? Don't be shy. You can send them to the Sound Kitchen or get in touch with us through Facebook. You can leave a message on the Sound Kitchen answering machine, or you can go ahead and record your happy moment and send it to us in an email. All the addresses and phone numbers you need can be found on the Sound Kitchen page of our website, rfienglish.com. When you record, just make sure you hide under a blanket. It makes for better sound quality. That's all from me this week. Thanks for listening. I'm Ollia Horton. Enjoy your weekend. Bye for now.
Thank you, Ollia. You can hear Ollia's happy moment on the first Saturday of every month. Okay, my friends, it's time to clear the table and wash the dishes. Thanks for joining us in the Sound Kitchen, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Thanks to David de Brocque for mixing the show, and thanks to you for listening. Be sure and tune in next week for the answer to the question about the Ostend Energy Summit. The Sound Kitchen podcast is ready for you every Saturday on the RFI English website, rfienglish.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, be kind, and stay in touch and stay safe, my friends. Brother Erwan is off this week, so it's music from Susan today. Hearing your words about peace and tolerance and respect made me think of a song I listened to last week. It's called Quand on a que l'amour, or If We Only Have Love. Written in 1956 by the Belgian singer, songwriter, and actor Jacques Brel, this song was his breakthrough. He had a long and successful career and is quite well loved by Francophones for his penetrating insight into human nature and the beauty of his lyrics. You've probably heard some of his songs without knowing they were his. They've been translated into numerous languages and sung by many, many different artists. I learned his songs in English, of course. And although it hurts the ears of my French friends to hear Brel's songs in English, I still love them, even though now I can understand them in their original French. So I'll play for you the version I grew up with from the 1968 off-Broadway show called Jacques Brel Is Alive and Well and Living in Paris. If We Only Have Love by Jacques Brel, from the original cast recording of the off-Broadway show. Talk to y'all next week.
If we only have love, then tomorrow will dawn. And the days of our years will rise on that morn. If we only have love to embrace without fears, we will kiss with our eyes, we will sleep without tears. If we only have love, with our arms open wide, then the young and the old will stand at our side. If we only have love, love that's falling like rain, then the parched desert earth will grow green again. If we only have love, shout for the song that we sing, then we'll have a way out. If we only have love, we can reach those in pain, we can heal all our wounds, we can use our own names. If we only have love, we can melt all the guns.
bones and then give the new world to our daughters and sons. If we only have love.